This is Danielle Gentry, and I'm interviewing Danny Gentry at 711 South 7th Street, Anniston, Alabama, on March 23rd, 1996. The subject of this interview is the Vietnam War. First of all, I'm going to get some background information. Let's start with your date of birth and place of birth.
I was born November 11, 1950. I was born in Anniston, Alabama.
Okay, who are your parents and where were they born?
My parents, it's Abby Gentry. She was born in Sylacauga. My father's name is Waller Gentry, and he was born in Anniston.
Okay, what is your spouse's name and how long have you been married?
My spouse's name is Kathy, and we have been married for this coming June 13th will be 21 years.
Okay, and how many children do you have?
I have three children. Their name is Danielle Gentry, Holly Gentry, and Sherry Gentry.
Okay, and what is your current place of employment?
I work at U.S. Casting. I have been down there for this coming June, be 11 years, and I work in quality control.
Okay. Now, let's begin our interview on your thoughts and opinions of the Vietnam War. Okay, did you volunteer for the war or were you drafted?
At the start, I was drafted into the service in May of 1970. I was in there for 2 years at the beginning of that the war had been going on since 63. And
okay, how old were you?
I was 19 years old when I got drafted.
Okay, were you married when you entered the service?
No, I was not. I was single.
Okay, were there any other family members in the service at this time?
Yes, I had two brothers. One was in the Army, that was Sam. And I had a brother, it was in the Marines, that was Gilbert.
Okay, where was your base training at when you were drafted?
I took my basic training at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Okay, what was your training like for the war?
As for the war, you're starting out with, in basic training, they just get you as the knowledge of being a soldier, what it's like to be away from home, at training with all kinds of weapons, and generally just getting to be able to be a soldier to start out with before you had to go where they send you to.
Okay, did you have any specialized training like chemical warfare, etc.?
Well, starting out with, when you're in basic training, you just take you just basic training. Like, we had to go into the gas house just to get training with a gas mask, how to use a gas mask. As you went in there, you put your gas mask on. And as you went in there, you took it off. You had to say your name, rank, and serial number before they would let you out. And this would get you familiarized with what the gas would do. It would burn your eyes, and it would clean your nostrils out. And you would have to say this, your name, rank, and serial, before they would let you out of it. And it's just getting you familiarized with how to use your gas mask.
Okay, what kind of equipment did you operate?
In basic training, there was no kind of equipment to use. You learn how to use the guns just right off the bat. They just trained you first to how to shoot a gun, and that's more like what a basic training is. That's basic training, most likely, is getting you in shape and for when you go on to your next stage of training.
Okay. Did you have any spare time during basic training? And if so, what did you do?
In basic training, there is hardly any spare time. It depends on, like when we was going through or how we done our training for the whole week. If our drill sergeant didn't like the way we done things during the week, then our weekend was left on the base. He would not give us no lead time. If he felt like we done a good job during that whole week, then he would give us one day off, and we was able to go to town and like that, have a little free time. But most time in basic training, you didn't have too much free time. You spent mostly training.
Okay. Did you write letters to your family, and what kind of effect did it have on your family?
I wrote to my mother about every day, and she wrote to me all the time. And when you know, when you're away from home for the first time, you want to receive something that'll keep you going through the week, and it had a real impact on me to receive letters from home from mother.
Okay. Were you scared to go to war?
Believe it or not, when I first went in my basic training, I never just think nothing about the war or what I was going to do, and it never could cross my mind about going to war.
Were you prepared in your mind to die for your country? What were your thoughts about going to war and losing your life? Was it worth it or not?
Well, as you being drafted back then and being in the war, when you first went in there, me and my buddies and all that, we never did think nothing about the war, even though if we knew what we was there for. Only time that we really thought about the war was when we completed basic training and we went to AIT, which was in South Carolina. And then that's where we started getting more training for the Vietnam War. That's where you start learning about what the Vietnam War was really about. Basic didn't really teach you about the Vietnam War. AIT is where you learn how to train yourself and what to look for in the Vietnam War. So once we got there, then that's when we started thinking about the dying for our country and stuff.
Okay. Once you completed AIT, where were you stationed during the war?
Once I completed AIT, my whole company, we completed our advanced infantry training, which that is AIT. There was 28 of us. We had to stay over once our training finalized in AIT. We took infantry training missiles, which TOW stands for tube launch wire guided missile. Once we completed that, then they told us that we were going to Germany, which I was kind of the lead on that, knowing I wouldn't have to go to Vietnam. But I was also sad that my whole company was going, and we were going somewhere else.
So only half of your platoon went to Germany?
Well, 28 of us did. The rest of my whole company was sent to Vietnam, and we was lucky enough that we went to Germany instead.
Why were you stationed in Germany?
Well, it goes back to taking my MOS, which is I was trained on a 106, which is a anti-tank. It's trained to knock out tanks. Over in Vietnam, they didn't have the North Vietnamese, and the Viet Cong did not use tanks. Only at the end of the war, when the Americans finally pulled out, did they bring tanks in over. And my MOS called for fighting tanks, which they did not have. So that is the very reason that our group was sent to Germany to fight in case Russia was done anything over in Germany. And that's the reason, main reason we were sent to Germany.
Okay. How did the citizens of Germany react to the U.S. being there?
Well, some of them, they liked it. And you had some that didn't. It's just like being occupied by a country. You don't have people there who welcomes it, then you don't have some who resents the presence of other subjects being in your country. So we had protests sometimes outside of our barracks over there. But I can understand their feelings, and that's the way they acted against us. You know, they did not mistreat us in any way over there. Some of them would tell you they didn't like you being there, but they would not do anything to you over there.
Okay. Who was the president or presidents at the time of the Vietnam War?
Well, starting out with during the Vietnam War, it started out that President Kennedy was the president before he got assassinated. As he got assassinated, then Johnson took over. Then Johnson went to 1968, I'm thinking, and he decided that he would not run for a re-election on account of the Vietnam War. And President Nixon won the election, and he served from 1970 to 1974. When he got it impeached in office and had to resign, and then President Ford took over.
Okay.
President Ford was there at the end of the war.
Okay. Do you commend, or do you think it was right for the president's decisions throughout the war?
They made their decision based upon what they thought was right. President Johnson made decisions that he thought would help South Vietnam. And some of them was good, some of them was bad.
Okay. During the war, many people had marches and, you know, revolts. So what did you think of Martin Luther King Jr.'s opinion of the war? That's when he said that he didn't think it was right for blacks to be sent to Vietnam because they were mistreated in the U.S.
Well, everybody got their opinion, both black and white. I think the blacks got treated some wrong, some right. But as far as his opinion that they would have been sent over there, that I think that it was wrong in his opinion that we had whites go over there too, and they weren't just being singled out because they were black. That both of them had to do a job. That's what they were sent there for, and they had their resentments. They figure more blacks were sent over there, but not really.
Were there any women sent to Vietnam?
Yes, there was women sent over there as nurses and doctors over there.
None of them fought though?
No, they back then in the Vietnam War, there was no rule for women to be allowed in combat than as they are now. So their job was mostly at bases, the nurse stations and like that.
Okay. What do you think about the numerous student revolts on college campuses?
I did not like it. I didn't think it was right for students to be protesting that it's single to the North that knew that they could do what they wanted to do, and that sooner or later that the government would bow to the demonstration of the people. You had young men going over there, giving their life for our country, and you had the people back over here demonstrating that we shouldn't be over there. And what about the people that died over there? I think it was just wrong altogether.